Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the Tuesday show. How's everybody? I'm off to an interesting start. Went for a bike ride. Went the wrong direction. The direction I intended to do, and had a little baby accident. So, climbing a little hill, and bike didn't quite make it up the hill, and I just kind of went, bleh, fell right over. Okay, so nothing broken, a little bruise, you know, a little scratch. Life is good, though. It was fun. So, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here. Tomorrow, I'm planning a long bike ride. So I'll tell you about it on Thursday. So I'll be back on Thursday to answer your questions, to let my spirit group talk to you about whatever you want. Well, let's talk about relationships. Now, this week's whole show or sets of shows is about success. So I'm handling different areas of success. So as the title of today's show, Success with Relationships, What Men or Women Want from the Other Gender. I like that word gender. It's an interesting word, isn't it? So we're going to talk about what men want and what women want from each other. And if they go through the articles, you'll see that it's kind of interesting that they're very similar but different in some ways. So we'll look at the differences, and we'll let my spirit guides talk to you about this whole topic. What else am I going to say? Oh, yeah, call in. If you have relationship questions or issues that you want my spirit guides to talk to you about, I will channel them for you. But I think I'll do the article, for a couple articles first, and then I will let my spirit guides talk to you about relationships. So how are you guys doing? Now, and I'd love to hear about your opinion on that, too. What do you expect? You know, I've been on dating sites on and off for a while, and what people write down on dating sites doesn't always align with what the experts say. So it's interesting. We have preferences, and nothing wrong with preferences. You know, in generic way, in a general way, this is what men and women want from the other party, but you may have specific things that you want from a man or a woman. And so, you know, your preferences, I have my preferences, nothing wrong with preferences. You know, I read dating sites, and sometimes women want men who are completely clean shaven. Okay, that's cool. That's a preference, right? Some women want men who no tattoos and no piercing. And the same thing with men. Men want women who don't have, you know, certain things. So what do you think? I'm trying to get people involved in the show more. So call in. Let's talk about what your preferences are, as in the other gender, and what's worked for you in the past. I mean, many of you are in a relationship. What's working? What do you get from your partner that you hoped that you would get or expected to get in a relationship? So we'll talk about that, too. So call in. We'll do that. But we'll get this article. We'll get some articles going, and then we'll let my spirit guides talk to you. We'll start with a couple articles about what it's from the website, thegoodmanproject.com. It's an interesting term for a project, the good man. I'm going to post these on Facebook so you can read this for yourself, right? If you're so inclined. And then we'll go through some of them. This is the top 10 qualities men want in a woman. Now, I have two different articles on the same subject, and so we'll see if what the compatibility is, and kind of filling in the blanks here a little bit. So I love your comments. What do you think? Is this true? Is it not true? What do you think about these particular things that the experts say about it? Okay? And I think it changes over time, too. As you get older, the priorities shift a little bit, the needs shift, what you expect from your partner. What do you think? Is that true? I'm kind of trying to get your opinions on that. So let's go through this. James Michael Sama. Okay, I don't know James Michael. Let's see. What's that expression? I don't know James Michael from Adam, right? Lutz doesn't give me a lot of information about James Michael. So we'll move right along into the article, and then you can and some of this I've read other places, so it's consistent. It's consistent. Okay. This is what men expect from women. She is family oriented. Now, again, this is a preference and this is a generalization. Not all men are that way though, but let's just go through the article. I'll just kind of paraphrase and read some of it, and then we'll, you know, we can talk about it if you want to call in and talk about what your particular needs are in a relationship. And if you can get them, let my spirit guides comment on the realistic, how realistic that is for you to get that. She is family oriented. Before I get heat from women who say that not everyone is close to their family and that doesn't make them a bad person or whatever, that goes without saying. Let's keep in mind that I speak from my own perspective. To me, a woman who values both her and my family is important when considering a long-term future. I am sure most men who today want a family of their own would agree with me. So, well, let's just put it this way in a general context of in a relationship. Men want women to be able to connect with their family. Maybe their sibling. Maybe their children. Okay? Make an effort. Be part of it. Try to be part of a family. So connecting with the family, maybe the parents. It depends on the age and so forth, but it could be a sibling, it could be children, it could be parents, it could be cousins, it could be a lot of different things. So she is family oriented or willing to connect with family. Now, I would extend that because I'm always listening to Spirit and what Spirit has to say on this subject. And they would say men want women to connect with their friends. And you might say their family too, their best friends. They want women who are willing to and wanting to try to connect with. Not always, doesn't always happen. You know, personalities are different, obviously. But men want women who can connect with family and friends. And I'll just throw friends in there, best friends, you know, the guys, right? She is kind-hearted. I've read this one before. Loving, caring. Okay, I'm not sure how to explain this one. I feel like just the word kind-hearted in itself gets the point across. A woman who is thoughtful, loving, caring, who does small things for you for no other reason that she loves you and as you do for her. So this reciprocal part, you know, the back and forth, right? A woman who, when she smiles at you, gives you no choice but to smile back. I think that's a kind of a beautiful thing. Now, the key words here, and I've read other places, and if you have comments on this, that's beautiful, and I appreciate that. But a woman who is thoughtful, loving, and caring. Now, I would say it would go both ways, but we're looking at specifically what men are looking for from a woman. She is intellectually challenging. Now, that's interesting. What do you think about that one? There's no denying that someone looks are what initially draws us to them. Okay, so what he's saying is the first thing is that initial attraction sort of thing, but we'll get to that later. It's difficult to spot a great personality from the room. Many a fling was built on physical attraction alone, but how long can it last? So, yeah, the initial attraction, you know, wow, he's really good, like she's really good looking, and then once you get to know the person, it could be a whole different story. So when conversations lack depth or intrigue, we often fill our time with physical activity together. But it is impossible to build a real connection or a lasting relationship with someone on that alone. Yeah, the physicality only goes so far. You know, if you've studied this or realize in your own relationships after a while, the physicality just kind of wears down a little bit. But what lasts is the friendship, the conversations, the ability to have conversations. Okay? Okay, she is understanding, empathic. Being compassionate, supportive, and encouraging towards your partner is a huge part of building a successful relationship. Nobody wants a person who's a Debbie Downer all the time, and will not support them in the endeavors of their times of need. So you want a woman who's understanding and understands and has empathy and will do a little bit. I would use the terminology here, loving kindness. Acts of loving kindness. Because we all go through challenges, and men hope for a woman or want a woman in general to be that way. She is ambitious. Well, what do you think about that? In addition to supporting and encouraging you pursuing your own goals and dreams, she will have her own as well. A mature woman has a vision for her future and chases after it. A mature woman will be someone who takes on the world with a partner in crime. Ah, what do you think about that? A partner in crime, a teammate in your relationship and in life. Now, ambitious doesn't necessarily all about money per se, but success in their chosen field, whatever that is, or just ambitious and pursuing goals, has goals. You know, it could be just charitable charities, right? What's the next point? She is consistent. Being consistent is a valuable virtue because it lets your partner know that you really know who you really are. What do you think about that? Consistency. Men want women who are consistent in everything that they do. Now, that's a tough one sometimes, isn't it? To be consistent always. But in general, yes, consistency is really important. Okay, moving right along. She's willing to put the effort in for you. I am all about giving in relationships. I believe seeing your significant other happy should always make you happy, but it's important to understand that it goes both ways. So women who are willing to give, right? Her putting in an effort doesn't have to be much. It can be simple as slipping the waiter her debit card to pay for dinner. It's no secret that sometimes the romance wears off longer-term relations, but shouldn't let it be. Sometimes, you know, men just like a woman who cares enough. And it depends on your circumstances, right? It depends on your circumstances and your situation and your financial. You made a little side note. Let's just read through that real quick. Equality is as important as to make both teammates always show the other their appreciation for their effort. Appreciation is really important. Men expect or want a woman to show appreciation for what they do, for their work, for what they, you know, accomplish in their lives, or even little things around the house, right? Here's the next one, which I think is really important in a relationship and developing a relationship. Okay? She holds similar values as you. Now, that goes both ways, and that's one of the key cornerstones of a great relationship is having similar values. Now, they're not always religious values, but they're just values on life. So you're always looking for somebody where your value systems are matching up fairly close. And it doesn't, I don't know if the other articles say that, but women would expect the same thing from men, right? Physical attractiveness. Now, this is interesting. It's not the first thing on the list, but it does come in. Now, let me read his article a little bit on this. It's kind of interesting, and this is where preference comes into play. The good news is every man is attracted to a different type of woman in his and his own personal taste, meaning I'm in no way suggesting a woman has to fit a certain image of beauty in order to be considered wife material or girlfriend material, but as true for both men and women, there needs to be a physical attraction between two partners to kick off a relationship, which also plays an important part in holding them together. Now, people change in age and so forth, but, you know, that initial beauty that you're attracted to, that initial attractiveness, that's something to maintain. You know, there's the attitude that one of the things that men are most attracted to is a woman's hair. And if a woman changes her hairstyle dramatically without discussing it with their boyfriend or husband, it can cause a little bit of a rift in a relationship. Next point, this is interesting. Now, it's not always true, and I don't always agree with this one, but she is friendly and sociable. Men enjoy, it depends on the introvert, extrovert kind of thing, and social could just be put an effort into being social. It doesn't necessarily mean she has to be outgoing and extrovert, but just being social, being friendly, and just friendly. To friends, to co-workers, to people that you know and she knows, just being willing to be friendly, I guess, and social with people. Now, this is a point that it crosses both genders really strongly, because I see this all the time, and what women are looking for, and what men are looking for in a woman. She has a sense of humor. Now, I would say that, okay, let me read the article, but I'm going to make a side point on them. We know how important it is for a woman, for the man in their life, to have a generally good sense of humor. But I argue it is equally important in the other direction as well. Particularly if men have a great sense of humor, it will be lost in a woman who is too dry or stiff. So your senses of humor need to be matching up a little bit. There needs to be a matchup. In sense of humor. I think you agree with that, don't you? Okay, let's move on. What do you think? You have any preferences? Anything that you agree or disagree with on these articles? Okay, I'm going to do one more, or a couple more. The sense of humor, she's affectionate. She's loving and affectionate. And I would agree with that. Now, it depends on you. Well, I would say that you have to have an understanding of each other's love language to some degree also. Okay? The love language. Interesting. So let's move on to women for a moment, and then I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. And see how much time is left. If you want to call in, if you have any questions about relationships, because today is having success in a relationship. And I'd like to talk to you about that. If you have any questions about this and we're not discussing here, I'd love to channel my spirit guides for you. If you go to the episode information, you will see my email address and my phone number. And if you want to call me or email me or text me for that matter, right? Text me about having a session with my spirit guides so we can talk about what's going on with you. And specifically this week, we're talking about relationships, perhaps, but perhaps there's another issue that you're more concerned about than other than relationships. Okay. So what do women want from men? Now, I'd like to hear your opinion, because more women listen to the show than men, I think. I'm assuming from what I've done, some of the analysis of the show and some of the analytics on this show. Number one. Oh, this is from Elite Daily, okay? Paul Hudson. It's an interesting that a man would be talking about this. But let's go through some of these. And I'd love to hear from you guys. Now, I'll let my spirit guides talk after this one and about the same topic. And then if there's more time, I'd either can take your calls or having a couple other articles on the same topic. Honesty, but not too much of it. A woman doesn't want a man to lie to her about important matters. She wants to be an important part of his life. The most important part, in fact. She wants to know the things that are going on in his life. She wants him to have trust in her. So it's really about trust. It's the honesty is just being open, right? And sharing and not hiding information about himself. Well, let me just read a little bit of this article, because I thought this is kind of an interesting point. If she asks, she looks great, she looks beautiful. The fact that she has gained 15 pounds doesn't bother you. Her new haircut makes her look even cuter. Now that I think about it, the only thing you really should really lie is about is how shallow matters as appearances. We all don't look good at times, but she doesn't need to hear it from you say it. So honesty, right? Honesty. Being honest. And sometimes just being, and not too much of it's what the point is, not always being totally honest. Well, you look really crappy this morning. Well, that's being honest, but it's just not something that needs to be said. So women want men to be honest, but not over-the-top honesty. Understanding, so that she doesn't feel the need to have to explain herself. What do you think? She wants you to know her inside and out. Why? Because only then will she love, you will love her for her. We are all sometimes need confirmation that we're worth loving. So understanding, really knowing her, I guess that would be the point here, is just really knowing her, really knowing the depth of this person, the woman that you're in your life. That's what women want men to know, just really understanding them and knowing them, okay? I think that seems pretty logical, doesn't it? Okay, caring. She needs to know she matters to you. Now, that's really important, right? To be cared for means not to be alone in this life. Most people are forced to care for themselves, and the truth is that it's not a lot more difficult than people let on. It's a lot more difficult. Human beings, we aren't always in the right mindset to care for ourselves. To top it off, that's usually exactly what we need the most, caring. Okay, So she needs to know that she matters to you. That's just a really simple statement. It's a beautiful little statement. So men, think about this. And women out there, what do you think about this stuff? What do you think it's true in your relationship with a man? Is that important to you? Okay. Strength. I like this strength, both mental and physical. No woman wants a physical weakling. It's against her nature. I guess that goes back to tribal, way back when in our history, that women want men to be strong at some level, right? So that doesn't mean she won't settle for slightly less than, you know, a muscle man. But you're a man, damn it. She wants to feel that she's in your presence. She wants you to be intelligent and practice self-control simply because you can. And that's the mental part, the self-control, the intelligence. As the article says, we're all still animals, and women will always be attracted to stronger men. She wants you to be strong, not for the sake of being strong. She wants you to be strong for her. So, you know, being her champion, that's, I guess you would say it that way, being her champion. It brings her pleasure. She makes her feel safe and turns her on. And, you know, in dating profiles, it's kind of interesting. You see that a lot. You see that women want men who are of a certain stature, right? Certain background. So we'd say that women – now, what do you think? I'm going through these points, and I really like your feedback, especially from women and or men. What do you think? Do you want somebody who's physically stronger than you? Interesting point, right? Interesting point. And mentally strong. Not just stronger, but mentally strong, right? Compassion. Ooh. Show her you're capable of loving. I like that. Women want men who can show that they're capable of loving. A woman doesn't only want a man to love her only for her, but to love for life, for living things. She wants a kind man, a man with whom others will look up to it, appreciate and admire. She wants a good man. All good stuff, right? All good stuff. She doesn't see being good and compassionate as a weakness. Think about that, men. Being compassionate is not weakness. Being compassionate is a form of love. Women want security. That's the next point. Now, will you agree with this? Financial and literal. You don't need to be a millionaire. Well, for some women, you would very well need to be. But hopefully you'll only end up with one who admires the traits required for turning oneself into a millionaire, not the money alone. Generally speaking, the right woman will love you for you, but she needs to know that you feel secure and that you make her feel secure. She wants to feel that you will protect her from the physical harm. Or we're back to the caveman stuff, right? We're going way back. Does she need you to keep her safe, to bring home the bread? No, but she would like you to be capable of it, even if her salary is greater than yours. And you could go to this point that women want men who are dedicated to their work, or dedicated to doing something with their lives. They're not just couch potatoes, sitting home drinking beer all day long. No, that they're out there, they're making an effort to create, you know, security within the family, however that might be. Blind loyalty. What do you think about that one? She wants to be the only woman he has an eye for. We all have big egos, men and women. We want to feel special. We want to feel unique and better than the rest. But women, and this is true for men too, we want a woman, or a woman wants a man who's focused on her only, you know, I guess you would say loyalty. Now, there's this whole thing about men and women and the differences between men and women and the masculine and feminine, but we won't get into all that. Sometimes very masculine men, eyes will wander, but their hearts won't. So a man's eyes, if they wander a bit, doesn't necessarily mean the heart has wandered. There could be loyalty, but masculine men love to observe and check out women, not necessarily with the thought of, oh, I'm going to chase after that one. They're still loyal. That's interesting, right? They're still loyal. So those are some of the points. I have a couple of other articles, one on men and what men want from women and what women want from men. And well, let's just go through the high points, and then I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. And then we'll talk about, this is about men wanting from women, right? First of all, character. Men want character. Women of character. And what do you think? Men want women of character. And we don't have to get into all the details. But let's go to the next one. Character. So having a personality, having a sense of value in themselves, right? Okay, respect. Ooh. How do you respect yourself? A woman who respects herself, right? And it could be in dress, it could be in attitude, it's whatever things. But it's a woman who respects herself. Affection. Now, yeah, men are very physical human beings. Everything for us elevates with touch by nature, and we're drawn to it. You could say categorically, or the majority of men are into affection. They want a woman who will show affection. Now, that's part of the love language thing, and a lot of men have that love language of affection. Intimacy is very important in a relationship, so men are looking for that in a relationship. And again, I kind of bristle a little bit because it can vary from person to person a little bit. Again, these are generalities. Intelligence. And I would say here that we've talked a little bit about that. It's similar intelligence. You're at the same intellectual level, or very close on the intellectual level, where you can challenge each other intellectually. Because they can be different. You won't find people who are vastly different in levels of intelligence. Okay? And if you do, generally it doesn't work out because you're not challenging each other. One person is not being challenged. So men are looking for women who are intellectually equivalent so that they can challenge each other. Confidence. The article says life is difficult. Every day we struggle to get through, and having a confident woman by your side is the key to pursuing your dreams. And they replay that. There's something sexy about a confident woman. And it has nothing to do. It's just this attitude, this attitude of confidence. It goes both ways. I'm sure women want from men a level of confidence, not arrogance. There's a big difference there, right? not arrogance, but confidence. Ambition. What do you think? Do men want women who are ambitious? Ambitious in a little sense of the word, because they could be ambitious in the family. They don't have to be out there in the workplace. Well, you know, a lot of them will be, but are ambitious to do things, to make things happen. To, you know, men love women. Men love to be caretakers and planners for your family. Men love you to be, okay? But also just in general, ambitious if they're out in the workplace. They have goals and ambitions in the workplace, right? So men are looking, humility, ooh, that's a big one, right? There's a certain level of humility that men, you know, again, we're back to this word of arrogance. Men do not like arrogant women. What do you think? So we're done with those, right? We're done with those. Now I'd like to have my spirit guides talk to you and have their opinion on this whole subject. And then if check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me. So I'll let them talk for a few minutes. I have some other articles on the same subject. Now, Thursday, we'll get into a different topic. We'll talk about success in a different aspect of the word success. But today, for right now, we're talking about relationships. So think about these topics. Think about that. I love your opinions on all this. So, but first of all, let me get my spirit guides talk to you about relationships and men and women and what they want from each other in general terms. I think, I don't know if they'll get specific or not. Well, our opinion from the non-physical world might be a little different than the human opinion on that, because we've been observing this for as long as people have been in relationships. Now, your value systems have shifted over the years. It's different than it was 2,000, 3,000 years ago. But we would say that in all cases, regardless of what time in history, that men and women want to be able to depend on each other to fulfill their roles in the relationship. Does that make sense? Reliability would be the word there we would use. That when you get into a relationship and you take on different roles, you know, the roles that men and women have taken on over the thousands of years will vary. They've changed. They've shifted based on society. But you want your partner, and as we see it and observe it from the non-physical world, to be reliable, to take on their role and to fulfill their role, whatever that is. You know, if it's the husband that goes out or the boyfriend that goes out and works all and makes all the money, then fulfill the role. But it's, we would say to you, it's something that you agree on. It's not arbitrary. It's not something that it's cast in stone with what roles you have to play. You discuss that and you decide on it in a relationship. But then be reliable. Fulfill your role. To be dependable. To fulfill your role. And so on both genders, that's very important to make a relationship work. So we're speaking in general terms, and we're speaking in terms of both sides of the aisle, both sides, men and women. Because what you need in a relationship, either masculine or feminine or man or woman, are very similar. Okay? Like, for example, physical attraction is important. Now, it's more important for men in some cases, but the masculine energy, whether it be male or female, is more drawn to the physical attraction. The physicality is more important. So, but it goes both ways, because there's always that you both are physically attracted, but you're also soul attracted. Now, we want to use that term because that's not spoken about at all in the articles that George has been referring to. And it's a spiritual soul attraction. It's, you both need to be attracted from the soul. Now, call it, it's an agreement that you both made before you came into the physical world to meet, to be part of something. So there needs to be that attraction, that connection from the soul. And once you have that soul connection, then you need to understand the purpose of that soul connection and in that attraction. It's not always marriage. It's not always to be lovers. It could be best friends. So it's, but it's understanding that is really important in a relationship. So we would say that the attraction from the soul is probably a little bit more important for people than the physical attraction, because it's deeper, it has more value, it's something that grows a relationship. Because with that soul attraction is values, of course, and the physical attraction. It's that chemistry between two people, if we put it that way. There's a chemistry connection, and it comes from the soul and the higher being that draws two people together. Without that, it makes it difficult to have a long-term relationship, because the physicality can wane over time. The physical attraction can wane, but the soul connection, the soul essence, will continue on, because it goes on from lifetime to lifetime. And that's why people can stay together for long periods of time. It's because, as we observe it from the non-physical world, it's because you have a deep soul connection. You know this is your, we use the expression soulmate, your partner. This is the person at this point in time that needs to be in your life. So think about that. When you get into a relationship, do you have a soul connection? Is there this deep knowing that you're supposed to be connected, that this is the person who's supposed to be in your life because it's of divine origin for it, that person to be in your life? It's something that you made an arrangement for before you came into the physical world. And once you have that connection, you can develop it, you can grow it, and you can maintain it. Okay, do we have anything else we want to say on this topic? Because it summarizes a lot of things. You know, George talked about the honesty and all of these other things, and the kindness and the compassion. And those are all beautiful things that people, individuals, develop between another person. Regardless if it's a relationship, it could be best friends, it could be family members. But the essence of a partnership is that partnership, that growing the partnership, that you're headed in the same direction, that your values are headed in the same direction, your needs and wants, that you share a lot of common interests, and then common goals, and you love the same things, to do a lot of the same things. You know, if both individuals love to travel, you have a great relationship. You have something that to work from. If one person loves to travel and the other person perhaps would like to just sit around or stay at home and work at their job and or just do things at home and is not interested in travel, that can cause a real rift in your relationship. If one person is really into sporting activities and loves to go to events and participate in sporting activities and the other person is not, that can cause problems in a relationship. Now, sometimes we would say that those differences can stretch a person into realize that if you really care about somebody, that you're willing to begin to participate and learn to appreciate why this other person and why that's so important to them, and you can become more flexible. But it's more difficult. It's more difficult if your interests are so greatly different that you can't participate and can't appreciate the other person's interests. So we would say to you that's really important. So we won't go into the depth of all this, that you've kind of got some ideas from us and some ideas that other people have presented. But recognizing the divine nature of your relationship is so important. Understanding and recognizing that you came into this lifetime to meet and have certain people in your life for certain reasons. And when you recognize that this particular person is in your life to be a partner, to share both in the physical and mental and emotional aspects of life, then you have a great relationship. So it's coming to that recognition that you are here to be together. And then learning how and why and what you're supposed to be doing together is so important. But it's that recognition that makes for a valued and great relationship. For thank you for listening. Be well. Okay, I'm back. That was kind of an interesting topic. They cut off in different directions. I have a few more things about men and women, and we will get into those. This is 25 things women wish men knew, the secret of what women want. We'll just read a little bit of that, and we'll finish off the show. I like this next point. Well, there's a couple points here. There's a lot of them, really, but let's just do a couple of them. Small things count. So some guys think that all they have to do is surprise us once and we're set for life. But trust us, we keep taking note. Why not pick up your favorite feel-good treat when you're on your way to home this evening? Clue. It could be wine, chocolate. So little things count. It's the little gifts. You've been use that word here. The little gifts. If, for example, in my relationship and in my marriage, my ex-wife loved to read books, physical books. And so stopping by a bookstore, you know, while I'm out and seeing the book that she likes or wants to read, it's buying that. So it's the little things. So it's the little gifts. Like it's the, you're at the market, either side, but you're at the market and you see something that your partner really likes. Okay? Maybe it's a meal. Maybe it's some wine or whatever it is. It's the little things. It's not just the big things. It's not the diamond rings that have as value as much as the little things. The E word, I like that, effort. There's always the hitch, taking out the trash, making an effort to make the relationship work. It's like remembering certain dates, remembering certain things that you're supposed to accomplish in the relationship. And then when women expect men to have confidence. Confidence is good. But not necessarily arrogance. A man who's comfortable with who he is. It makes us feel safe. This is from a woman's perspective, obviously. It makes us feel safe and protected. Nothing feels sexier than that. But arrogance, we can't stand it. No. So women want men who is confident, who isn't necessarily arrogant. I like the next point. And we've kind of lost this in society a bit, haven't we? Chivalry is not dead. Be old-fashioned from time to time. We freaking love it. Pay on the first date. Hold the door open for us. Walk us to the front door. Promise we won't call you a stage 5 clinger. It's like just a lot of different attitudes about that, right? Chivalry is doing the little things. And it's showing appreciation for your partner. Not that your partner is weak, but that you care about this individual and you want to do little things for her and showing chivalry, okay? Women can do it. They can do all these things. But they want to see a man who is chivalrous. Don't be a man baby. Now, I would like women to kind of express this. Now, I would suggest to women, we're going to have time to get through all these. Maybe we can go back through these on Thursday because we'll get back to this topic because this is a very interesting article and get into more details about this. Don't be a man baby. We're nurturing, yes. Women love taking care of their man and helping them out. But as soon as we feel we're in the mommy role mode, we want out. Women do not want to be your mommy. Most men are kids at heart, but if we're doing more than a bit of coddling, cutting your food into little pieces, there's definitely a big problem. Don't want a mommy. They want a confident man. They want an adult. They want maturity. They want all those things. So perhaps Thursday we'll go through more of these because it's an interesting topic. And what do you think? Now, I would love your input because we'll back on this topic and we'll talk and we'll get more into what men want from women because I'd like to get a little bit deeper into that particular topic on Thursday. Unless we move on to a new one. But relationships are really important. So I'll be back on Thursday. Tomorrow's my long bike ride. I'll tell you about it. And hopefully have a beautiful rest of your day. Think about these thoughts. and think about these ideas, and I'd love to hear your opinions on it if you want to call in on Thursday, or if you want my spirit guides to give you some advice on your relationships, please contact me or call me on Thursday. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.